Parshas Ba'al Yitzchak. It's one of the koshim we have as we go older, is when we're younger bachrim in yeshiva, so big dreamers, we have shifas, what we're going to be, what we're going to make out of ourselves. But when we grow older, you know, things sort of change. Life is so busy, and we just don't have those shifas, that drive for ruchnius that we used to have. As we want to learn out from Aaron HaKohen a big yesod in life, and I think it's going to be very helpful for all of us. Aaron HaKohen, in the beginning of the parsha, Rashi says, Lama Nismucha, the Hadlokas Ner of Aaron, to the Chanukah Sanasim in last week's parsha, as he brings from the Medrash, because Aaron saw and he had Chalisha Sadas. As Frek the Ramban, what was the big Chalisha Sadas of Aaron HaKohen? Hare, he is the Kohen Gadol. He's doing Miyuchadika Voidis in the Beis HaMikdash. As what's such a Chalisha Sadas? As I one time saw from Cheskel Levenstein, that he says a big aside. He says that you see over here that when a person understands and appreciates what Ruchnius is, and he understands how important every nuance and every masha of Ruchnius is, as much Ruchnius as he has. And Aaron HaKohen was a Baal Madrega. He was the Kohen HaGadol. He was one of the two Gdolei HaDor of Klal Yisrael. We're not talking about a Pashta Yid. And he saw a Pashta, the Nesiim, that the Nesiim did something that he didn't do, and he already had a Chalisha Sadas he wanted to see. As you say, this is heavy madrigas. What does it have to do with us? I'll give you a Pashta Mashal. I have friends and people who I know who became very, very well off. Did you ever have one of them say, like, okay, I made it now. Now it's time for me to relax. I'm going on vacation. No. They want to invest more and more. They always come up with new ideas and new plans, and they're working on new things. They don't stop. They're not zufrieden. Why? Because I want to get more and more. I see what money is. I see what you could do with it. As when I appreciate money, I want to invest more and more. As when it comes to Ruchnius, if we'd only look at it with the same Mabat, that Ruchnius, every mashu of Ruchnius is millione dollars, is so much. The more you invest, the more you put into it, we would possibly have a different look at life. We would have a different shifa. As we learn from Aaron HaKohen, Loma Nismucha, yes, Aaron did tremendous things, but there's another knach, there's another thing I could gain. Wow, he had came up with such a good idea. I want to do that too. I want to have this inyan also. And you see it also in the Hemshech of the Parsha by Pesach Sheni, that there were people that were with Tami Lenefesh Adam, and they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nigara, Freg the Arachayim HaKadosh. What do you mean, Lama Nigara? You answered your question, because you're Tami. As you can't do Karban Pesach, what's the question? But the question is really what they said, Lama Nigara. No, it's not like, oh, Nebuch, I really wanted to do the mitzvah, but I have a p'tur. There's some people, when they get a p'tur from a mitzvah, oh, some people are enjoying their vacation from Minyanim. It was such a tircha for me. I used to have to go run to Mincha in the middle of the day. Now, it's so easy, Baruch Hashem. It's really relaxing, you know, davening, going to shul. I had to get up early and go. Now everything is easy going, simple. Oh. And some people, when they get a tour from a mitzvah, okay, phew, it's much easier for me. Oh. And there's some people, Lama Nigara. What's the difference? The words that they said say everything. Lama Nigara. Why should we lose out? They looked at mitzvahs that they're losing out. Every mitzvah that they're missing, they're losing out. Why should you daven in a minyan? It's so hard. You're right. It's very hard. And if you don't appreciate what you're doing, it's even 40 times more harder. But when you understand every minyan is kirves elokim, ashrei yoshevei secha, what you're doing to yourself, what you're being misala, what you're being misroimim. Lama Nigara, you have that feeling, I'm missing out on such an opportunity. As that was the shifa of Oysei Bnei Yodam also, that we have a lot to learn from. And Mishum Zeh was Nisgalgal Parsha Al Yodam, the Indian of Pesach Sheni, and it's a big limud for all of us. Because when we feel Lama Nigara, Hashem's going to give us the opportunities that we should stay. Oh. Lama Nigara, why should you lose out? Why shouldn't you have a Geshmak Seder in Gemara? Why shouldn't you have a Geshmak in your Tefillah? Why shouldn't you have beautiful Midas? Lama Nigara, why should you be left behind? And where are you going to be left behind if you don't work on these things? La'asid lavoi lenetzach nitzachim. What's going to be with us if we don't chap? If we don't do the mitzvahs? If we're not mischazik together? What are we going to be left with? We're going to be short-handed. Whoever wants to be short-handed, whoever wants to be short-sold. Yeah. You go to you and your friend go on a vacation, and you're spending X amount of money to go in a certain hotel, and your friend tells you, "Wow, you're spending so much. I'm spending much less, half the price, and I'm getting a 5-star hotel. You heard of this? Wow, it's so much nicer." And he said, "And what band do you have?" By America, that's always the big question. "What band do you have?" We have this singer. And he tells you, "Well, I'm paying less than you, and we got this singer, you know, this famous singer. I don't want to go into names. Oy, he's mamish platzing. I'm paying more money, and he has a better hotel and a better singer." And then the third question in America is, "So who's the caterer?" And he's like, "This is the caterer. I don't know, I have a bach of my share, Greenwald. Yes, maybe Greenwald caters." As his mom is going out, "Wow, what food do you have?" "Oh," I said, "I can't believe it. I'm paying so much more. You're paying so much less. And you got Greenwald Oh, wow, I can't believe it." And they're serving duck. And, "Oh, I'm going out of my kingdom. I paid so much money. I got so ripped off. And we're going away, we're paying much more money. You have a better singer and you have a better cuisine?" Oy, a person would feel gefrelich. He'd go on his vacation, he pashut wouldn't enjoy it. Lama Nigara, I can't believe I spent so much more money and I'm losing out. Rabbi Yisai, you're spending your whole lives. You're going to come to the Pesach of Olam Haba. You're going to see the cuisine. You're going to see the musicians that are in Olam Haba, the songs that they play. You're going to see the hanas that are there. And you're going to say, "Lama Nigara, I can't believe it. Me and him were in yeshiva together. He's going to that section of Gan Eden and I'm not." You spend your life. What are you doing with your life? You want to wind up at the end of your life, Lama Nigara? You got ripped off. Why? I'm Avin Yavin. As that's the powerful question that we all have to ask ourselves. Do you want to come to Gan Eden? And you should hear that Pliny, who is with you together in yeshiva that you grew up to, he's your next door neighbor where you're living now, and his car is even not as good as yours. And his house is not as big as yours. But when he gets to Gan Eden, whoa, lenetzach nitzachim, what he's getting not just for a vacation of 1 week. Do you want to feel lama nigara, that you were chipped out? That you lost such a great opportunity and a great deal? As that's what the Zohar says, the tayag mitzvahs, atayag etzis. Never look at the tayag mitzvahs, at the tayag problems, and we have to look how we can be Moira Heta, how to get out of the problems. The Tayag Eitza is Liskois Lekol Toiva Sheba Oilom. When we miss a mitzvah, oi, Lama Nigara. I wish I would have the opportunity to be Zeicha Tamor. That's the Hergish that we have, and that's something even when we're older, you can't take away from us. No one ever wants to feel like he was ripped off. No one ever wants to feel like he's deprived. True, the shifas of a bachur, okay, I'm going to be the next. That we can't have anymore. But now we could have realistic, very down-to-earth shifas that a lot of bachurim don't have. And that is, I want to have a shifa not to lose out on the opportunities that I can in life. To be koivei a shtark astarim, to hold shtark in limud haTorah, to hold shtark in mitzvahs, my tefillah, I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it count. I'm going to stop talking, stop schmoozing, stop in a base medrash like the G'daylim are saying. I'm going to really be makadish my base haKnesses experience, my ashrei yeshrei beisecha. Oh. And the midas toivis of a yid, the beautiful midas of shalom bayis. You hear there's so many... They say the one person whose business went up during Corona tremendously is the Shalom Bayis, people who work in Shalom Bayis, all the therapists, all the people at home, Nebuch Le'Aleinu, the problems that are happening. Oh. And then there's the other side of the coin. In the places where there's Talmidei Chachamim Malbim Shalom Ba'aylam, where there's a Bayis Shel Torah, and Torah just doesn't only mean learning Torah, with a Midas Alpi Torah. And you see the Yofi in the Shtub, and the Simcha in the Shtub. You see the Yofi of the people that are involved when there's Midas Tovos. Oh. And the Schar of Midas Tovos L'Netzach Nitzachim. What you could say with one word, what you could throw away with a kas, with a bad word, and what you could be zeichet to with a good word, L'Netzach Nitzachim, with a patience, a savlonis. What you could be zeichet to L'Netzach Nitzachim, Lo Manigora. It was kedai to say that comment. It was kedai to throw that dig into the person's heart and make him feel bad. It was kedai to be mashpul someone, to be magana someone. Lama nigara! When you see what Yosef did to the Achim, how much tsar he suffered. When you see Miriam at the end of the parsha, the tzaddikus that speaks about her brother, the busha that she had, that the whole Klal Yisrael knew she spoke Lashon Hara, the tzaddikus Agdoilo. If she would have known before, she would never, ever, ever have said such a word. Hui! It's not kedai! Lama nigara, why should you throw out so much with the word? And the people who say Lashon Tov and talk Tov about people, Neschar de Zeichetu, Mide Tova Meruba, Midas Tovais, what you could be Zeichel and Netzach Netzachim. As Hashem Yaza, we should all be Mischazik, and Bez Hashem Yavai Hayoim of Kol Yisrael B'Yachad, we're all together, B'mkoyim to say, Lama Nigara, will just be Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Koh HaLuka, will be Mahal Hashem on every mitzvah that we did, where we see the Nifla Dikischa that we'll be Zeichet to. Lo Yafsika Picha Loi Meshira, you won't believe every mitzvah that we did, every limudat Torah, every tefillah, and every midah tova. Es Hashem shetizkeh kulam, liskos l'har beitov u'bracha.